is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a shocking accusation against a second rap mogul, Beyoncé's husband, Jay-Z.
Rappers Jay-Z and Sean Diddy Combs have been accused in a civil lawsuit of raping a 13-year-old girl back in 2000. It alleges that the accuser, identified only as a woman now living in Alabama, was raped by both men at a Video Music Awards after party. Jay-Z calls it a blackmail attempt, writing on social media, "My wife and I will have to sit our children down and explain the cruelty and greed of people." He ends, "I look forward to showing you just how different I am." Combs' attorney denied the allegations. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Now to the Middle East. Cries of joy and hope in places like Damascus after rebels ousted Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, ending his family's half-century rule. Israeli fighter jets hit suspected chemical weapon sites in Syria, and U.S. Central Command says it's launched dozens of precision airstrikes targeting ISIS camps and operatives. Correspondent Charlie Daggett from the Pentagon.
What this appears to be is preemptive strikes. This is essentially a warning, the signal for ISIS not to try to take advantage of what the events that have unfolded in Syria.
The Kremlin says Russia has given Assad political asylum. Donald Trump's laid out a list of priorities and possible retribution for critics. CBS's Nicole Killian.
The president-elect, who refused to concede the 2020 election, vowed not to go after political rivals like President Joe Biden.
I'm really looking to make our country successful. I'm not looking to go back into the past. I'm looking to make our country successful. Retribution will be through success.
But he said he would like to see some members of the January 6th Select Committee behind bars.
Mr. Trump on NBC's Meet the Press. This will be day five of deliberations in the New York trial of Daniel Penny, accused in the chokehold death of a subway rider who'd struggled with mental illness. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
It is possible that the jury could find him guilty of criminal negligence, which is a lower standard of culpability than manslaughter. Sending them back for further deliberations creates the impression that the judge may want a guilty verdict of some kind.
New York Mets fans are deliriously happy.
I jumped off my couch. I was so excited.
A caller to WFAN radio after hearing Yankee star Juan Soto's agreed to a record-shattering $765 million 15-year contract with the crosstown rivals. That's the biggest in sports history. S&P and Dow futures both down six. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting in Racine Saturday night left a 41-year-old man dead. It happened near 10th and Villa. Police found the victim with a gunshot wound shortly after 7 that night, and despite efforts, he did not survive. The investigation is ongoing. Police are asking anyone with information to give them a call. Someone crashed their car into a porch in Racine this morning and took off. At around 2 a.m., police got the report of a vehicle versus porch incident near Lawn Street, Nowen. The initial report said the suspect driver took off. We're working on learning more. Some folks in Racine County can go vote today. Today marks the start of in-person absentee voting for the special election in Racine County. Check with your local clerk, but there's early voting options in the city of Racine and in Mount Pleasant. Next week is the Racine County Executive Election, featuring candidates Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. Voters are being reminded to check their polling locations, as some have been temporarily changed for this election only. You can find more about your polling place at myvote.wi.gov. And sure, it's nice now, but just wait a couple of days. A significant cold snap is set to sweep through the area this week. We'll see temperatures dive from near 50 degrees to low teens. The National Weather Service is predicting Arctic air and possibly snow on both Wednesday and Friday. By the coming weekend, the harsh winter weather is expected to moderate with temperatures back to near 40. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat Brooklyn. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks picked up a win, beating the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclays Center, 118-113. After the game, Doc Rivers agreed his team got off to a slow start.
You know, it's funny. It felt like we played awful offense. We were shooting 57% at halftime. But we turned the ball over and gave up offensive rebounds. And they had a 10-shot shot cushion on us. Now, in the second half, we got to the foul line a lot, so it looked worse. But we only took 68 shots tonight, which is unheard of in a basketball game.
The Bucks host the Orlando Magic in an NBA Cup quarterfinal tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, Willy Adames agreeing to a 7-year contract with the San Francisco Giants over the weekend worth $182 million, the largest deal in that team's history. The 29-year-old shortstop played 4 years for the Brewers. NFL, Packers back at work in meetings and getting ready for a road trip to Seattle to play the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We're back to 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west to southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Colder, 34 by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy. Some light snow with a high of only 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
I have three kids. I have a 15-year-old, a 12-year-old, and an 8-year-old. It's hard because it changes. I just showed him the other night the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And I said, Mommy seems good, doesn't she? I think against that backdrop, I really shine.
Submarine, the Beatles, Nowhere Man. Good morning, I'm Don Rosen at 6:09 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics as well. Cloudy early on today, expect clearing, highs around 49. 49? It's December. Tonight, cloudy, lows around 29. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs near 34. Right now, it's cloudy and 48 degrees right here at Radio Park. Coming up a little after 7, Mark Eichner, conductor of the Racine Concert Band, will be here talking about their concert coming up at Park High School. But right now, Tommy James of the Shondells, Crystal Blue Persuasion at WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see.
And timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics as well. We've got one coming up for you shortly here at WRJN. But here, this crazy story. A 22-year-old guy fell down an abandoned well in a forest in Thailand. No one in a nearby village came to save him for 3 days because they thought the forest was haunted, and they heard his yells, but they thought it was a ghost in the haunted forest. So he sat at the bottom of the well for 3 days until some cops driving by heard him scream. He said he'd been screaming once an hour to conserve energy. Luckily, the cops are driving by. Those people thought he was a ghost and weren't going to save him. Remind me not to get lost in a forest in Thailand, all right? Summer in the City, here come the Lovin' Spoonful.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town,
girl meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Spokeful John Sebastian and crew, Summer in the City, 616. Local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. At WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and the legendary AM frequency of 1400 everywhere. And now 98 years old. Got to cross out that 97 and make it 98 now. Wow. You've probably heard stories about people who have lost hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars because they've misplaced their lottery tickets. But this is crazy. Last year, two tickets were sold at a gas station in Encino, California that hit the $395 million jackpot. Only one winner came forward. They have to split the prize, so that means someone won $197 million and hasn't claimed it yet. The deadline was Saturday, this past Saturday. Now, if the winner didn't come forward, and we don't know yet if they did, it expires. And the $197 million goes to the state, where it's routed to the California Public Schools. Imagine realizing on this Monday morning that Saturday was the deadline to claim the $197 million. Whoa, I don't know what I would do if I realized that.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brace yourself for a new Hollywood reboot, folks. Scrubs ran for seven seasons from 2001 to 2008 on NBC and then two seasons on ABC. The original executive producer and showrunner, Bill Lawrence, will also commandeer the reboot, but as of right now, there is no cast yet attached. Maybe they should cast those two guys from the T-Mobile commercials. Looking for a good murder mystery? You might want to check out the show Cross. Cross is based on the best-selling Alex Cross novels by James Patterson and is quickly gaining viewers. The show logged 40 million views in its first 20 days of release, making it the sixth most viewed show ever on Amazon Prime. Aldous Hodge plays the brilliant Alex Cross, a detective and forensic psychologist who pursues serial killers. Season 1 is currently available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Hey, you can be a winner this holiday season with our latest WRJN Text to Win contest through December 20th and beginning today. You can win $100 cash, Chula Vista Resort getaways, and even your choice of gifts from our grown-up Christmas list. Listen for the statewide keyword at four times an hour in the 7 o'clock, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Text it to win at WRJN through the Civic Media app. You'll be celebrating the holidays with a little extra. The keyword is just after 7 o'clock this morning, and I'll say it several times during the hour for you. You can download the Civic Media app at civicmedia.us, and when I give you the keyword, go to the Civic Media app. You'll see WRJN text at the bottom. Click that and text us the information, the keyword, okay? And then you're in. And you can win today's prize. I'll give you a little hint. Let's see. Should I do that or not? Okay, I'll give you a hint. Today's prize is going to be, $100 cash. Okay, that's after 7 o'clock right here at WRJN.
This holiday season, make memories that last a lifetime at Gateway Classic Cars. Make this special time of the year merry and bright. Explore our spacious showroom packed with vintage cruisers, roaring muscle cars, trucks, and exotic dream machines. With a stunning selection and knowledgeable staff, Gateway Classic Cars is your destination to find a timeless, stylish gift for any classic car lover at any age. Visit the showroom on 4 Mile Road in Caledonia or Gateway Classic Cars.com, where holiday dreams take the wheel.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Day number 5 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas, The Personal Touch by Julie. They've been Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. Let them make your holidays bloom with beauty. From elegant holiday centerpieces that dazzle your dining table to festive bouquets that fill your space with holiday cheer, their team creates designs as unique as your celebrations. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars. When we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, we'll be right back.
local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too, like Stevie Wonder, Someday at Christmas at WRJN. Hey, got a few tips for you here to keep your pets safe with a Christmas tree this year. Get an artificial tree, first of all, instead of a real one. Use cord covers to keep wires out of sight. Put the fragile ornaments on the higher branches. I assume your pets can't climb the tree. And if nothing else works, put a pen or fencing around the base of the tree, or maybe a sign that says, pets keep away. Maybe they'll get the hint, huh?
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble. When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start running.
Ah, the Angels, my boyfriend's back, 627 at WRJN. And don't forget, you can be a winner this holiday season with our latest WRJN Text to Win contest through December 20th, beginning today through December 20th. You can win $100 cash, Chula Vista Resort Getaways, and even your choice of gifts from our grown-up Christmas list. Listen for the statewide keyword at four times each day, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Text that keyword to WRJN through the Civic Media app, and you could be celebrating the holidays with a little extra cash or some great prizes. The next keyword is coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning. You can download the Civic Media app right now at civicmedia.us and excuse me, and get ready for that keyword. You'll see our WRJN letters at the bottom of the page. Just text the keyword to us. That's all you got to do. And you're in the running for $100 this morning. That's what we're giving away in the 7 o'clock hour right here at WRJN, all right? Ooh, yeah. Free to Pain, Band of Gold, 628. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Now that you're love.
Freddie Payne, Band of Gold, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too this holiday season at WRJN. Remember the days when you would randomly show, people would randomly show up at your door and start singing Christmas carols? Well, there's an app for that now. Uber Eats added a holiday hub section for people who are just too busy or too lazy to pick up their Christmas gifts. Now, you can also hire an Uber driver to get you a tree. And this last Saturday only, people in New York, LA, DC, Dallas, and Miami could hire carolers to show up at their doorstep and sing Christmas carols. Remember the old days they used to just show up? Now you got to pay them to show up and sing Christmas carols. Let's check news in the morning, 6:31. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting in Racine Saturday night left a 41-year-old man dead. It happened near 10th and Villa. Police found the victim with a gunshot wound shortly after 7 that night, and despite efforts, he did not survive. The investigation is ongoing. Police are asking anyone with information to give them a call. Someone crashed their car into a porch in Racine this morning and took off. At around 2 a.m., police got the report of a vehicle versus porch incident near Lawn Street in Owen. The initial report said the suspect driver took off. We're working on learning more. Some folks in Racine County can go vote today. Today marks the start of in-person absentee voting for the special election in Racine County. Check with your local clerk, but there's early voting options in the city of Racine and in Mount Pleasant. Next week is the Racine County executive election, featuring candidates Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. Voters are being reminded to check their polling locations, as some have been temporarily changed for this election only. You can find more about your polling place at myvote.wi.gov. And sure, it's nice now, but just wait a couple of days. A significant cold snap is set to sweep through the area this week. We'll see temperatures dive from near 50 degrees to low teens. The National Weather Service is predicting Arctic air and possibly snow on both Wednesday and Friday. By the coming weekend, the harsh winter weather is expected to moderate with temperatures back to near 40. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Today, it's down to policy business for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. The Farm Bureau Federation began their annual meeting on Friday with their Young Farmers and Agriculturalists event. Brad Olson is the president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. He says today, when he recaps some of the highlights from 2024, he's going to focus in on an item that you might not think about when it comes to Farm Bureau. Mental health.
Get these stickers out there. They're in virtually every county cop car in the state of Wisconsin for mental health issues, and not just for farmers, veterans, but as well as children. And that looks like it's going to really take off and move. I mean, we've started there. We've had interest. I had a milk co-op that wanted stickers to put in their milk checks and sent to every patron. So I think that's great. I think that's something that we at Wisconsin Farm Bureau can look forward to really having legs and making an impact in mental health issues, not just for farmers, but for everybody around the state.
Brad Olson, president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, says those mental health stickers are an example of a grassroots effort to bring a message to the state scene. He said that conversation of creating the stickers, presenting them to law enforcement, started with local members and moved up. Wisconsin Farm Bureau wraps up their annual meeting with their policy discussion today.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre Solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre Solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
And last night, during the special awards banquet with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, two were recognized, including Dr. Mark Stevenson, presented the Distinguished Service to Wisconsin Agricultural Award for his contributions towards dairy policy, specifically in Wisconsin and abroad. And also from Washington County, Mark Strupp was presented the Farm Bureau Federation's Distinguished Service to Farm Bureau Award. Find more at MidwestFarmReport.com for the rest of convention results. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We're back to 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west to southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Colder, 34 by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy. Some light snow with a high of only 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
I think a lot of the the media outlets are irresponsible. It's all shock value. It's all ratings. Do you think they could stop putting these experts on the news with their doomsday scenarios of how the terrorists might attack us? Because you get the sense that they're coming up with ideas that these people haven't thought of themselves. Like, you know, Wolf, very few people know this, but there's actually an incredibly important atomic substation located right in Ocala, Florida now. It wouldn't be hard for them to find. I'll show you right here on the map exactly where it is. All it would take is a very small explosive charge placed in this exact spot right here. I mean, even a firecracker would do it, Wolf, or a bottle rocket. I mean, you could smear an Egg McMuffin right in this spot and it would do it. There's only one security guard there. His name's Bob, and he's a bit of a boozer, so imagine the havoc it would run.
Your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby. Down on my knees for you.
Let's look away.
Bobby Hatfield, Bill Medley, the Righteous Brothers. You've lost that love and feeling. A lot of people associate that song with Top Gun, but actually it was out 2 decades before Top Gun. But they just used it in the movie. People say, oh, it's originally from Top Gun. No, it's not. It was out 20 years beforehand. For today, cloudy early on, then clearing. Highs near 49 degrees right now. Cloudy and 48 degrees here at Radio Park at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics as well. Is it possible to overdose on Brussels sprouts? Well, they have a high level of vitamin K, which can promote blood clotting. So if you take blood thinners and mow down several dozen Brussels sprouts, yeah, it can send you to the hospital. Luckily, it was something that will never find out with me, because I have never had, nor do I ever intend, to eat a Brussels sprout. So I'll never have that problem. 642 at WRJN. Here's Aretha. Here's Think.
You better think.
Remember that? She played the waitress in a diner. She sang that to the Blues Brothers. Aretha Franklin and Think. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics as well. This is odd, but true. Speaking about movies, real quickly, Ben Stiller said the makers of Meet the Parents had approved there were actually people named Fokker in order to avoid the R rating. It was close, but yeah, they got him.
See a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore. Want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors. I want them to turn black. I see
that's our third song in a row that was featured in the major movie. Yeah, we had You Lost That Love and Feeling was in Top Gun, Think and the Blues Brothers, and this song by the Stones, Painted Black, was in The Devil's Advocate with Keanu Reeves and Al Pacino. All right, we're coming to that time of year right now where we're getting a lot of lists. The Hollywood Reporter posted a list of the 2024 winners and losers. Here's some of the highlights. Zendaya and other former child stars, specifically Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, and Lindsay Lohan, have kind of a comeback year, which is good. I tell you, Ariana Grande in Wicked was just spectacular. The losers, Kevin Costner and Francis Ford Coppola, Horizon and Megalopolis, were big, expensive passion projects that went bust at the box office. I forgot about Megalopolis. It opened and closed, I think, in 1 week. Here's another loser. Everybody involved with Joker Fall Adieu. That was with Lady Gaga was in that film with, I forgot, the guy who played the Joker. Forgot his name already. But yeah, that was in and out of theaters in about a week, too. Well, here's the same person that's a winner and a loser, Beyonce. Her Cowboy Carter album debuted at number one, also made her the first African-American woman to top the country album chart. Sales dropped off real quickly, and the album was snubbed by the CMA. Those are just some of the winners and losers. I'm sure we have more winners and losers to talk about later on. It's 6:48, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. Hey, listen up now.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at CivicMedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
And I've got the keyword coming up right after 7 o'clock here at WRJN.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry. You can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Baby, Please Come Home. She sang that on the David Letterman show every single year while Letterman did Late Night. And the reason she did was just before he went on vacation and took the Christmas vacation show, the last one, she always was on there singing that song. It was like a tradition. And then he was gone for, you know, a week or two during Christmas vacation. Darlene Love, part of our Christmas classics here at WRJN, where we have local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics. Okay, Saturday was National Cotton Candy Day. Now, I would have thought the National Cotton Candy Day would have been in, like, warmer summer months like June, not when it's freezing outside. And by the way, speaking of candy, a ranking of the weirdest candy cane flavors is out, and it's topped by pickle-flavored candy canes. Doesn't that make your stomach turn? That sounds terrible. Here's CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, looking out my back door, right here at WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition, divided by magicians.
CCR, looking out my back door. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, this holiday season. Hey, guess what we got coming up? You can be a winner this holiday season with our latest WRJN Text to Win contest. Through December 20th, beginning today, you can win $100 cash, Chula Vista Resort getaways, and even your choice of gifts from our grown-up Christmas list. Listen today for our statewide keyword four times each day at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., or 4 p.m. Text to WRJN through the Civic Media app. And the next keyword coming up is a little after 7 o'clock this morning, about 5 or 6 minutes from now. Download the Civic Media app. It's at civicmedia.us. At the bottom, you'll see WRJN. Click on that and text the keyword as soon as I tell you what it is, okay? I'll mention this several times throughout the 7 o'clock hour for you here. Our grown-up Christmas wish list from WRJN and Civic Media. Should be a lot of fun, huh? People like winning. Now, by the way, I'll give you a hint. I got $100 to give away this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. You can win that $100, all right? Right now, got Along Comes Mary, 657 now at WRJN.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time in crime and verse and curse those false in me. And then along comes Mary. And thus she was. The punch.
left is as sweet as the punch. She left the night before.